Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the dividend discount model. What is the dividend discount model? The dividend discount model is a procedure for valuing the price of a stock by using the predicted dividends and discounting them back to the present value. If the value obtained from the dividend discount model is higher than what the shares are currently trading at, then the stock is undervalued. So we'll work a quick example. So we want to find the value of the stock based on the dividends in the future. So we're going to find the value of the stock right now. So we'll use these dividends for this example, right? So we'll use the $3 dividend for dividend one. So dividend one will be $3. Dividend two, $3.15. Dividend three, $3.31. And $3.47. Now, we're going to divide this by one plus K. K is denoting, in this case, the required return. So in this example, we'll use the CAFM calculation 0.136 for our rate of return. 0.136. Right? So this is for period one. For period two, we'll do the same. One plus 0.136, but because it's period two, we need to raise it by the number of periods. 1 plus K, raise it by the number of periods, 3. Here, 1 plus K, 136, raised to the 4th. But here we need to add in the sale price of our stock at the end of year 4. So let's say we bought it at 10 and we sell it at 12.50. So we're going to add in 12.50. So remind you, we're trying to find the value of our stock, the present value of this. So we are going to calculate this. Okay? So 3 divided by 1.136 is 2.64. So 2.64. So now we have 3.15 divided by 1 plus 0.136. And we'll raise that by 2. So 3.31 divided by 1 plus 0.136. Raise that to the third, 2.25. So now we have 3.47 divided by 1 plus 0.136 raised to the fourth. And we'll add back in our 12.50 sale price. 14.58. So, this is at the end of year 4, right? So we want to know, in the future, what is this stock price going to be? So we need to add 2.64 plus 2.44 plus 2.25 plus 14.58. Give us 21.91. Price zero. 21.91 is our current stock price for this security according to the dividend discount model. Now we can work through another example, okay? So company ABC just paid a $3 dividend, and its dividend is expected to grow at a rate of 5% indefinitely. ABC has a beta of 0.1 or 1.2. The return on the market is 12%, and the risk-free rate is 4%. What would the intrinsic value of ABC stock be? Remember, we need to calculate our required return using the CAPM model. But we first need to project out the dividends. So we'll look here. So for dividend zero, our present dividend is $3. But we want to know dividends 1, 2, and 3. So to find dividend 1, the equation will be D0 plus 1 plus the growth rate. So here, D0 is 3, because that's our current dividend, times 1 plus the growth rate of 5%. So 1.05 times 3 is 3.15. This gives us dividend 1. So for dividend 0, for time now, present, our dividend is $3. Next year, year 1, will be $3.15. For the next period, we'll take D1 at $3.15. 1 plus the growth rate. This will equal 3.31. And dividend 3 equals D2, 1 plus the growth rate. So D2, we bring down 3.31, 1 plus 0.05 will give us $3.47. Now we can estimate out our stock price in the future based on these future dividend projections. So first we need to figure out the discount rate by using the CAPM method. So remember, CAPM, return, risk-free, plus the market return, minus the risk-free rate, times beta. So here you'll see that the risk-free rate is 0.04, 4%. Plus 0.12 minus 0.04 equals 0.136. Okay? We need to add in our beta, 1.2. So we do 1.2 times 0.08. And multiply that by 0.04 to give us 0.136 or 13.6%. Now we are going to plug in our metrics into the constant growth dividend model, which looks like this. Constant growth dividend model. All right. So we're going to go $3 for dividend zero at 1 plus the growth rate divided by the required return or our CAPM percentage minus a growth rate. And this is going to give us the stock price at period zero according to the constant growth dividend model. Our current stock price for this scenario is 36.63. Now, we can project out the next period stock price by incorporating dividend 1 value here. So we can do 3.15 times 1 plus the growth rate divided by the required return minus the growth rate. So we can do this calculation really quick. It's really easy, just order of operations. So we will take 3.15 and multiply that out by 1.05. That's going to give us 3.3075. And we're going to divide that by 0.13 minus 0.05. That gives us 0.086. So we will do 3.3075 divided by 0.086, and it'll give us a stock price of $38.46. So you can still continue to project out the stock price into the future. You could look at periods 2 and 3 doing the same thing. Just plug in the dividend value into that place, and you can get these figures.